Did you miss the news in the Middle East last week? Here's a quick recap of the news and why it should matter to you from the voice of the Mideast Update, yours truly, Joshua Spurlock. U.S. President Barack Obama visited Israel this past week and discussed the Iranian nuclear threat with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders presented a fairly united front on preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, with Israel displaying a more relaxed timeline on dealing with the crisis and the U.S. showing Israel more support should Israel need to attack Iran's nuclear program as a last resort. The visit had to boost confidence for Israel after Iran has been eyeing more concessions from the West in negotiations over their nuclear program. Obama's reassurance is also positive news for peace-loving people everywhere, as Iran is a major sponsor of international terrorism and would pose a terrifying threat as a nuclear power. Obama's visit also included discussion on the Palestinian conflict and the Syrian civil war. The Syrian fighting has become even more intense and is spilling into nearby countries, with the U.S. confirming Syrian aircraft have struck at Lebanon. There were even questions raised about the use of chemical weapons in Syria and the arming of Syrian rebels by the West. Rising oil prices, damage to the global economy, and even another war for the West in the Middle East could be on the horizon if the conflict is not resolved soon.